So it's Magic 105.4, and I'm joined by one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, Meryl Streep. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You're in the new film called Doubt, and doing remarkably well again with awards.
Oh, thank you.
Do you sort of go into a film and think, oh, actually, this is one that might get me back up onto that Oscar stage?
I actually never, ever think about that. And I was just saying to a journalist, but every single journalist asks me this.
It's nice to know I'm original.
No, sorry. No, but it's true. It's just because it's in the season. We're opening this film in the season of awards. So I said to the journalist this morning, it's just so nice to open a film in July because nobody asks about the horse race. I'm very, very gratified that we've gotten some recognition, but it's not how we pick the work that we do at all.
It's not just yourself who's been up for nominations, also Amy and Philip as well.
Yes.
I mean, right throughout the board, it's great performances in this film.
Mm. And Viola Davis was overlooked by the BAFTAs, but
because we'll rectify
her
next year.
Well, she's gotten a lot of awards for her performance at home. She's an amazing, amazing actress. And the whole ensemble was very tight and very, we cued off of each other in a way that was incredibly stimulating.
My favorite line in the film is, "Nuns fall, it's the habit." I thought it was a brilliant, brilliant line. Was there ever any problems with that habit that you were wearing? I'm just wondering if it came from somewhere.
No, but the habit was actually, it was a very interesting thing to be incarcerated in black all day long, every day. And it's basically a 19th century widow's outfit, because the founder of the order, Mother Elizabeth Seton, found herself, she was an American who found herself in Italy when her husband died, and she became a Catholic, and she adopted the widow's weeds of that time. And everyone who joined her order, the Sisters of Charity, which was a teaching order, adopted this same manner of dress. It was very liberating as an actor, because all that you could see were your hands and your face. And it's almost like a Van Dyke painting. You know, it's just that black, and the faces just emerge so vividly.
You mentioned a painting there. I was thinking, did you ever look in the mirror and think, oh, heck, I'm dressed like Whistler's mother?
Yes, exactly.
It's very much like that as well, isn't it?
It is.
You sort of took this part on after Mamma Mia. Very, very different role. Do you do that consciously, where you go from one to the other? Because, you know, you've done, you know, Lions for Lambs, before that had been The Ant Bully. And you know, it seems like you do tend to swap between the light and the dark.
Well, I'm not a producer, and I'm not a, you know, I don't have a production company or anything. I really rely on scripts that come through the transom. And I never know who's going to ask me to dance, and I don't get to plan that.
What if I asked you to dance? Would you?
Yeah, I'll dance with you on radio.
Excellent. Everyone, we're doing it now. It's great. Meryl, thank you ever so much for joining us.
Thank you.